Hi students, I am Mini Maria Tomi from Atomic Energy Center School, Kaiga. Today we are going to study Class 11th Mathematics, Chapter 2, Relations and Functions. In this module, we are going to learn about functions, domain, codomain and range of a function, different types of functions. In the previous module, we have studied about relation. A relation R from a non-empty set A to a non-empty set B is a subset of the Cartesian product A cross B. Now we are going to study about function. A function F from a set A to a set B is a special relation in which every element of set A has a unique image in set B. I repeat, a function F from a set A to a set B is a special relation in which every element of set A has a unique image in set B. If F of A equal to B, then B is called the image of A under F and A is called the pre-image of B under F. Look at the following diagrams. Which of the relations are functions? In figure 1, image of A is 1, image of B is 2, but C is not having any image. Therefore, it is not a function. Because a relation is a function if every element in set X has an image in set Y. Therefore, this relation is not a function. Now look at figure 2. In this figure, image of A is 1 and B is having two images, that is 2 and 3. Therefore, it is not a function. Because if an element is having unique image, then only it is a function. Here B is having two images and C is not having any image, therefore it is not a function. Now look at figure 3. In figure 3, image of A is 1, image of B is 2 and image of C is 2. Here every element in set A, X has a unique image in set Y. Therefore, this relation is a function. Now look at figure 4. In figure 4, the elements A, B and C are having image as 2. Therefore, this relation is a function because every element is having an image and no element is having more than one image. Therefore, this relation is a function. Now look at figure 5. In figure 5, A and C are not having an image and B is having more than one image. Therefore, this relation is not a function. Now in figure 6, every element is having an image and no element is having more than one image. Therefore, this relation is also a function. Now consider another example. Let A equal to set 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Define a relation R on A by R equal to set of all ordered pair XY such that Y equal to X plus 1. Here, the domain of the relation is set 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and codomain is set 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and range of the relation is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 because image of X is Y where Y is equal to X plus 1. Therefore, image of 1 is 2, image of 2 is 3, image of 3 is 4, image of 4 is 5, and image of 5 is 6. And 6 is not having any image because image of 6 can be 7, but 7 is not there in set A. Therefore, 6 is not having any image. Therefore, this relation is not a function. Now we will study different types of functions. First one is identity function. The function f from R to R defined by f of x equal to x is called identity function. That is, every element is having its own image. Clearly, domain of this function is set of all real numbers, and the range of this function is also the set of all real numbers. The graph of identity function is a straight line which is passing through origin. Second one is constant function. The function f from R to R defined by f of x equal to c for every x belongs to R, where c is a constant, is called constant function. That is, every element is having same image c. Clearly, the domain of the function is set of all real numbers and the range is the singleton set c. The graph is a line parallel to x-axis. Third one is polynomial function. We know that an expression of the form a0 plus a1x plus a2x square plus etc. anx to the power n, where n is a non-negative integer and a0, a1, etc. an are real numbers is called a polynomial. Therefore, a function f from R to R defined by f of x equal to a0 plus a1x plus etc. anx to the power n, where n is a non-negative integer and a0, a1, etc. are real numbers is called a polynomial function. The function f of x equal to ax plus b for every x belongs to R is called a linear function. That is, degree of a linear function is 1. Now, the function f of x equal to ax square plus bx plus c for every x belongs to R is called a quadratic function. Degree of a quadratic function is 2. The graph of a linear function is a straight line, whereas the graph of a quadratic function is a parabola. Fourth type is rational function. A function f from R to R is said to be a rational function if f of x is equal to g of x by h of x, where g of x and h of x are polynomial functions of x and h of x is not equal to 0. Fifth one is the modulus function. The function f from R to R defined by f of x equal to modulus of x for each x belongs to R is called a modulus function, where modulus of x equal to x if x greater than or equal to 0 and minus x if x less than 0. Clearly, domain of modulus function is set of all real numbers, but range of modulus function is set of all non-negative real numbers, that is 0 to infinity. Greatest integer function. The function f from R to R defined by f of x equal to greatest integer x, where x belongs to R, is called the greatest integer function. Here, the greatest integer denotes the greatest integer less than or equal to x. For example, greatest integer of 0 is equal to 0. Greatest integer of 0.1 is also equal to 0. greatest integer of 0.9999 also equal to 0. Whereas greatest integer of 1 equal to 1, greatest integer of 1.1 is equal to 1, and so on. The domain of greatest integer function is set of all real numbers, and the range is set of all integers. The graph of greatest integer function is like a step, so it is called step function. The graph is getting a break at all integral points. Let us revise what we have learned today. First, we have studied about function. A function f from a set A to a set B is a special relation in which every element of set A has a unique image in set B. A is called the domain and B is the codomain of the function f. The set of all images is called range of the function. And we have studied about different types of functions, that is identity function, constant function, polynomial function, rational functions, modulus functions, signum function, and greatest integer function. Students, hope you have understood this module. Now try to solve exercise 2.3. If you have any doubt, you can ask your mathematics teacher. Thank you.